Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Lord, this morning I just commit the words of my mouth to you today, that what is said will be led. And we just thank you that you're the teacher of the church. And we receive your teaching this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to start out with the Prophet's Corner this morning. The name of this is January the 3rd, 2021. The title is called Don't Buy the Lie. There is a lot of crud out there rolling around right now. Lots of it. Tons of it. Anyway, let me just start in. Even those that appear to be good, like aliens, and all their technology, know that they are angels of the light. Even if they appear as Captain Kirk, Spock, or Dr. McCoy, be aware of anything that does not line up with God's word. It is to be rejected. In the book of Enoch, it brings out extra knowledge that corrupted mankind, just like Eve in the garden. The serpent caused her to doubt or second-guess God. This narrative has been pushed since the 50s through Mockingbird media. Yes, they mock you. They see you as sheep that will believe anything. Since the 50s, the image of the beast has been plainly seen. Television, not my vision. Television is tell-lie vision. See, he's the father of lies. There's no truth in him. So to listen to that and believe the truth to come out of it is silly. Sci-fi movies of this sort always project a race of people out there somewhere, far advanced, highly above us, with extra knowledge, and they're highly evolved. And they have come to help us. The Lord said it never includes me. He's the creator. He's the creator. We don't need some aliens from some far-off planet to come help us. Read the book of Revelation. And they never include the truth about my creation. It's man-made creation, demon-inspired knowledge creation. That is why I've had you bringing full disclosure so that people will see things from a biblical perspective and not be moved, deceived, or afraid. When all this load of malarkey, any wonder that the fraud president-elect, his slogan was no malarkey? The evil ones have programmed the masses for their narrative so they could control them. Don't let that be you. When you hear the words alien technology, that is code for demon knowledge. I don't care how good it is. I don't care if it can grow out a limb. This is something that the church is so deceived in. Why in the world would we need demon technology, magic, jamborees, jannies? Why would we need pharmacia and the Greek as witchcraft? Why would we need that if we believe what Jesus did on his back? Jesus did it in demonstration. The man's withered hand, he extended it and it was restored whole. Blind eyes saw, deaf ears heard. People with infirmities were healed. All right. Read you just a little excerpt from Enoch. I wish they hadn't messed with their Bibles. But I guess if I was the devil and I was going to do havoc, that's probably the first place to start. This is the title of this is The Fall of the Angels, the Demoralization of Mankind, the Intercession of the Angels on behalf of Mankind, the Dooms Pronounced by God on the Angels, the Messianic Kingdom. And it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters, and the angels, the children of the heavens, saw and lusted after them. and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children. And Shimjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, If I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And I'm not going to read all the angels' names. They're so out there. I probably couldn't pronounce them anyway. They were the chiefs of the angels. And all the others together with them took unto them wives, and each chose for himself one. They began to go in unto them to defile themselves with them, and they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, holistic, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed all the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, this is what's happening on earth. We can no longer sustain them. They've gotten so big. When you've got 800,000 children missing in the United States every single year, what is happening to our children? Kim Clement made the statement in one of his prophecies way back. No longer will your children be your food. This is why they're here. For food. Blood. Let's don't lose sight of what's really going on here. Don't let all this alien garbage and all this mess going on. This is what this is about. Like I said, we have no place to go. God has to shorten the days. There'd be none of us left. Their agenda was the older ones, they'd get rid of us. And keep the population to 500 million. That way they can have women just having babies so they have food to eat and blood to drink. This is already going on. It's been going on for a long time. In fact, they just sentenced John of God to prison. He was a fake faith healer, idolized by Oprah Winfrey on her show. They said he accosted at least 600 women himself. He had a farm where he had women just had babies, and he sold the babies for whatever purpose they needed them for. This is the demon. They have... Don't you feel sorry for one of them? Don't you feel sorry for them? Don't laugh when they get their due. They are demons. They have turned into something else. They have taken the mark. They no longer even have a soul, I don't think. They have given themselves over to the devil. And they have to be extinguished. I heard President Trump say a few weeks ago, they are vermin. They are the scum of the earth. And they have to be eradicated. They have to be taken out. This is what we're facing. Yesterday I kept hearing this in my spirit. A new, what was the word? A new chapter. That could be personally, that could be corporately. We're entering a new chapter. So let's don't lose sight of what's really going on. I know the fake scamdemic, all this junk that's being used to get our attention off of what's really going on. But this is what's going on. I think about it, I think, Lord, all the years, all these little babies and these little children, they said the biggest death killer this year was 42.7 million. It was abortions. There's a reason they sell baby body parts, you know. The people that expose them are in jail. The people that sell the body parts aren't. Something wrong with this world, you think? No longer will your children be your food. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them. the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. That's what they've been doing. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish and devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid acquisition against the lawless ones. Now we kind of know why this was taken out of the Bible. There's 711 books that I understand have been taken out of the Bible. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them in bracelets and ornaments and the use of autonomy and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring textures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication. They were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. And Jaza taught enchantments and root cuttings. It goes on to talk about their names, astrology and the constellations, knowledge of the clouds, signs of the earth, signs of the sun, course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. See how God is hearing our cries. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth and the lawlessness being brought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of all ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all generations of the ages, and thy holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and all things thou seest, and nothing can hide itself from thee. And it goes on to talk about what the angels were doing. They're making their petitions before the Lord. That's where we're sitting. That's where we are. Right now, that's where we are. To deceive mankind, to manipulate and control, the only agenda they have for their master, Satan, is to kill, steal, destroy. That's his whole plan. Destroy my precious creation, especially my man. I mean, as soon as Jesus, they knew he was born, what happened? Right. In the days of Moses, what'd they do? Tried to kill the firstborn. And this isn't, abortion's not a new thing. Maybe a new method, but this has gone on several times in the Bible. When someone important came forth, they tried to kill all the babies to make sure that they didn't come forth. Beware of extra knowledge that you can't find in my word, for they are deceivers and skew my words. The only one that is getting through that dome is me, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just as there is a triune being, so is the earth made. Heaven, earth, and the Netherlands are the underworld. I have given man dominion over them all. Philippians 2:10. It sounds convincing. But isn't that what demons do? Oh, my Bible's upside down, no wonder. Isn't that what demons do? They get you to question God's word and his narrative. Hath God said? Oh no, but you know. Always something else. Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And I want to address something else right here. I did not wake up because I was purging my pineal gland where my third eye would be open. This is some of the gobbledygook they're pushing, even Christians. The angel slapped me upside the head, and I woke up. He shook me awake, as well as he shook you awake. All these weird things that you hear, even Christians bringing, about all health and all this bogus world system garbage. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. It's all by His Spirit, and don't you forget it. It's not by some man's method. And you hear it all the time. They're all messed up in the pyramid system with the food chain and the healthy this and the healthy that and the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. Pray over your food. If there's any dead thing in it, it won't hurt you. Come on, quit being, wasting your time. Quit wasting your brain power on that garbage and get in line with the Word of God. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the God the Father. There are no planets or galaxies far, far away. Remember, they are fake news. No Star Wars, no Starship Enterprise. All this fakeness to get their eyes off me and what I did. Think about all the movies, especially like the War of the Worlds. What was that about? They were draining all the blood of every person off of the face of the earth. That's what they were doing in the last Superman one, with all the bones and all the carnage. They were projecting what they're doing. There's a lot of awful, awful, awful movies. And I guess maybe they showed those to desensitize us to the real reality. That's all I can figure. Okay. Romans chapter 1. These people are without excuse. And I can't wait till they're all gone. I'm going to start with verse 16. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Then quit adding all your stuff to it. All the doctrines of demons, doctrines of men, all the stuff we've added, all the systems of this world that the church has added to where they wouldn't know, like Brother Hagin used to say, you wouldn't know the Holy Spirit if it came down the aisle with a red hat on. Because it is so polluted and so diluted that they're powerless. In fact, this morning on TV, I was talking about that very thing, about the virgins, about these virgins that won't wake up, they won't pray for themselves, they got to call every prayer chain in the county to pray for them to do anything. When God has said, no, I've given you the earth to take it. Take dominion over it. Speak what you want. Call it what you want. Do what God has given you the talent to do. What's in your hand? One of these days He's going to say, okay, I gave you this. What did you do with it? Well, Lord, I gained 5 more. Or I gained 2 more. Well, I hid mine in the ground. You wicked servant. Get out of my sight. Too strong this morning? I feel like the Lord shook me from my roots yesterday and today. Like, don't lose sight of what is really going on because of all the garbage. What is all this really about? Okay. So, Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to stand up and say, if you got a problem with it, pray. Quit being afraid of everything. Quit substituting the Word of God for all of these things. There's no power in those things. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We don't live by what the system tells we ought to do. They've controlled us our whole life through these systems. We've been prisoners all our life under this system. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. These demons know the truth, and so they've convinced men. Hath God said? What about this? Dazzle them with something. Be understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Even to go against what even is, just sit and watch the animals and how they behave. You don't see a male squirrel and the male squirrel. He says they're without excuse. And they're not going to have one when they stand before Him. Unless they repent. If that's possible, depending on how far they've gone. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Huh, wonder where those vain imaginations come from. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So many of the experts out there are just nothing but fools. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Would you do me a favor? Would you bring me those charts over there? Mm-hmm. No. Thank you. I'm going to put this down here and get you to have a good look at it. This will deter you. If you're going to have to get a hold of this for your faith to not be deterred. We've been lied to, people. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, had leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Have you noticed when the president talks lately, he never goes very many paragraphs without mentioning God. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I have a meme here. Right here, this, see that? It says, no, I'm not an alien from outer space. I'm a demonic fallen angel. Well, actually, the offspring. And when those, they became demons after they died and roamed the earth and torment men. I am a demonic fallen angel. I'm not extraterrestrial. I'm interdimensional. That's the exact words the Lord gave me when I was doing the study. They are interdimensionals. They have summoned them up through satanic sacrifice from portals, from the nether regions. Is it any wonder they're going back into those nether regions and it's going to be sealed for 1,000 years? The devil the book of Revelation. No, I don't come in peace. I come in the name of Satan. All right, this is just for your information here. This was from Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles, he has True News. He's out of Florida, I believe. He's one of the first people I ever listened to when I started kind of going down the rabbit holes here. A friend of Rick Wiles received this information from a friend that is currently working in the national security position in Washington. Biden will not be sworn in as president. He will be arrested instead. The DOJ has all the bank transfer wires from China to Hunter Biden and from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. He is currently preparing to capitulate. That does not mean concede, which means I lost. It means I surrender. Capitulate means I surrender. Okay. I don't know if this has anything to do with the president coming back to the White House early and missing his New Year's Eve service. I've heard two people that I trust their intel. One says Pence has resigned. One says he has not. But I also heard, too, even though he's resigned, he will still, until the next inauguration and all that goes into play, he will still be in office until that time. And also I've heard that possibly General Flynn might be his pick. And then also, if Pence decides he's not going to do right, that Jeff K. Jr. will step up. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going, okay, whatever. It's out there. Let me tell you, I told you, there's everything. Everything floating. Even lots of UFO sightings and pictures and all kinds of movies and stuff of UFOs flying around. Well, you know what? Area 51 is all about anti-gravity ships and all that kind of stuff. They do have the technology. But ain't no little green men in there riding, driving it, I'm telling you. Might be a... Do you know that our own government sold us out? Back in the 50s, I believe it was Roosevelt. Was it Roosevelt? I think so. That met with the Greys, and he made a deal with the Greys. They wanted to experiment on humans, but they were told you could do that, but then you would have to let them go. Well, that's when they started cannibalizing. They broke the agreement. So our own government sold us out to devils. Shameful. Okay. We'll see. Just want to read a couple of things to you, then we'll get into the teaching. This is from John F. Kennedy Jr., who is Robert Kennedy's son. COVID-19, and this is what the Lord spoke to me back in March. He brings me right back to this every time I get to thinking other things. COVID-19 is a military operation to save our children from deep underground military bases in complex tunnels worldwide. Arrest high-level politicians, elites, celebrities that are connected to crimes against humanity, crimes against children, and Pizzagate. All right, the virus was fake. Saving the children and cleaning the dumps is very, very real. Time to take off the mask, open your businesses, and stop social distancing. The dumps have been cleansed and children are rescued. Well, they haven't all been cleansed. Most have been in the United States, but not other places. I know Danny has a relative that he said, well, what's Carla saying about all this way back? And he told him, crickets. See, just that little bit alone is more than most, especially religiously trained and taught people, even though they're Christians. They can't hardly even take a drop of that and get that reality in their thinking. I'm thinking, Lord, I know there's a lot of people out there that do believe there's bad people's done bad things, the president's draining the swamp, but as far as really knowing what's going on, they don't know. And they may never know, I don't know. Okay. It says, please read this message and share it with everyone. The time is very short. You need to hear this, and you need to hear this right now. Very soon, terrible news will spread. It will seem impossible to believe. Horrible, sickening, unbelievable things. It will shake your world and may turn everything you believe in upside down. People you'll know will be accused of unbelievable, monstrous things. The Lord said to me this morning, it's just like the little movie Monsters, Inc. They are monsters. Okay, this could be people in Hollywood, politicians, journalists, pop stars, charities, religious leaders, institutions, heads of states, police officers, etc. We want you to know that good people have been fighting a silent battle behind the scenes in order to save the world from terrible horrors. And I started out with what those terrible horrors were. Your only worth would be what you could contribute to their food stores or their blood bank. In order to save the world from terrible horrors, it was a lonely war. It was a silent one. Chances are you did not even notice it, but you will soon. That's why I'm warning you and why you must hear me out. We're just a bunch of anonymous people from around the globe. We don't want money or fame. We just couldn't watch the world burn down and do nothing. That's what we're trying to warn you, while we're trying to warn you. We've been supporting our President Donald J. Trump in his effort to drain the swamp. I don't care if you like him as our president or not. I just want you to know that he will protect you regardless. Horrible things happen that will come to light. Please don't be afraid. You will be safe. Bad actors will be brought to justice. Good people will prosper and live happy lives. Children, adult, and slavery will be liberated. If you want to know more, search for QAnon. Be prepared for what you will find. Some truths are hard to swallow. Remember, inform your friends and family. Stay calm and inform yourself. Your president works day and night to protect you from unimaginable horrors. This will all be over soon. We are winning bigly. Okay. All right.